This is the September 5th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 1031 for property ID 12694605 0, and the property is owned by Xuping Chen and Ling Wen. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Xuping here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So if you don't have any questions on procedures, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. You want me to talk?
Yes.
Okay. So I purchased the house as a bank. I think it's a short sale or bank owned for 290, I believe, under 300,000. And I haven't do major grade after I purchased it. So based on the market trend, the 290,000 house shouldn't be appraised more than 800,000. It's just my observation of the market.
Did you appeal last year? It was assessed at 789,000. Did you appeal last year?
This appeal is for last year, but I appealed this year.
I know, but a year ago, did you appeal for the previous year?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because the county had it assessed at $789,000 last year and then raised it to $871,000. And I just wondered if you appealed previously to this one.
This is the first time that I appealed for this house.
You said you purchased it in 2013?
I think so. Let me double check on Zillow.
But it's several years ago anyway.
Yeah, it is, but still,
that's 10 years. I mean, 290,000 is a house is substantially increased in value.
Yeah, it is substantially increased, but not as much as. I think I purchased.
Let's talk about your comparable properties. Tell us about those.
I submitted the list. The houses I found is in the neighborhood, very close by.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I paid $290 on 2013. Yes, by the way. Do you want me to grab the list of the property? Do you guys have it?
Yes.
Oh, you have it. Okay. So I'm pretty sure that I didn't have it with me. I mean, the list of properties. Let me grab them real quick.
Did you see the assessor's response to your appeal?
Yes.
And the comps they provided?
Yes, I did see that. My understanding is you guys think that unless I can prove the inside or the there is a standing, like quality standing, plus or minus, very good minus or good or good minus, you think that the property that I provided doesn't have the same quality. Is that the reason that was rejected?
The assessor's office thinks that, not us. That's what the assessor's office thinks.
Okay. That's,
we're a totally different body that you come to appeal when you don't agree with the value, but that was the assessor's office.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Because I couldn't go inside the other properties that I choose for comparisons, all I can say is because my house was bought from the bank, so the condition wasn't very good. That's why it's only sold for $290. I can only tell that my condition isn't good, but I couldn't enter the other houses. But based on the location, those properties that I picked are very close by, in the same zip code, I believe, at least, in all in Camas.
Are they in Camas? Because yes. The one the county chose, one was 270 feet from your house, one was 1,900 feet from your house, and one was 1 mile away from your house. I just wondered how close your comps are that you provided us on Ivy Lane and Northwest 23rd.
Yes, in Camas, I'm pretty sure.
They're on Camas, not Washougal?
No, definitely not Washougal. I searched by zip code. Let me grab my properties. The zip code is all 98607, I believe. Just by the zip code, there 98607 is Camas, and also with very short distance. I looked at it on the map. Oh yeah, I have my properties. I got them. Everything that I based on is just square footage, and the location. I think they're very comparable, and as long as for the condition of the house, because I bought mine, I mean, I couldn't prove others are bad, but I can prove that mine was bought from the bank owned or short sale. I mean, the previous owner doesn't have enough money. They don't even pay the bank, so I doubt they would pay for the maintenance of the home. That's all I can prove. The market tells you the, I mean, if they couldn't sell for more. Yeah, the first property that I used for comparison is the address is 3218 Northwest Ivy Lane. I don't have any others. It must be in Camas.
Okay. They're maybe 2 or 3 miles away or 5 miles away.
Let me look at it on the map. They're very, 3218 Northwest Ivy Line. Okay. Let me see how far it is from my directions from 4635 Northwest 11th Circle. It is 3 miles. 3 miles.
Okay.
And this is driving distance. Physical distance is less than 3 miles. It's square footage is 32, around 3200. It's very similar to mine. Mine is about 3000.
I don't really have any other questions. I think I've got enough information to make a decision.
Okay. Yeah, the square footage is very similar. The location is within all three miles in all in Camas. All in same zip code, and I can prove that my inside of my condition wasn't kept the pop. I mean,
okay,
that's all I can say. Oh, let me see this house, how much it was purchased, the comparable home. If I can see how much they are purchased, if they for more than what I paid for in a similar year, then that can tell something. Okay. And this, my first comparable, 3218 Northwest Avenue, was sold for $745. Let me see how much they were sold in 2013.
Now, unfortunately, a price 10 years ago or 11 years ago isn't really relevant anymore to what the current market is.
Okay. Yeah, but 2005, that home was sold for $400,000. That's over 10 years ago. Was sold for $400,000. It's more than what mine was sold for. So, I mean, at least it's comparable if they sold for more.
We're interested in houses that sold about a year ago that are comparable to yours, not ones that sold 2013 that were comparable.
This one was sold a year ago.
I have enough information.
Yeah, I do too. I put that plenty of information.
You have any questions, John?
The only questions I had was that you submitted some pictures of the condition on the inside of the house, like the separation of baseboards, this type of thing. Have you done anything with those repairs, or were you just letting us know that?
Yeah, the baseboard was because there was a flood to the house. The water, the house was like on a slope up, so the water comes back to the house. And soaked the basement, soaked the baseboard. All I did is painted it. I haven't done much improvement at the time that I provided the appeal.
Okay. All right. Thank you. No, I don't have any other questions.
Okay, me neither.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, yeah. Okay, thank you. But I mean, the three comparable that I provided, they all have the same date, very close to the appraisal date. I mean, the date that the appraisal is based on is January, and the other is March, and the other is November of 2022. I mean, I'm just strictly based on their sale price, and also based on my condition overall. Okay, hopefully that's clear.
Okay, we got it.
I did it as a rental for the last over 10 years. It has always been rental home, so I just collect the rent.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
So this is Anne.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye then. Bye. Close the hearing.
This is the September 5th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 1039 for property ID 229012015. The property is owned by Brian and Leslie DeRoche. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Leslie DeRoche here for the appellant, and we have Brian DeRoche spectating. Leslie, if you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
All right. No, I understand. Thank you for letting us have the chance to present. So if we want to turn to page one of my packets, it is our original petition. In section three, you'll see that the assessor tied our value at $963,212. And based on an appraisal that we had done July of this year, we are requesting a value of $788,000. a small bit of history is that we bought this house approximately 2 years ago for $760,000, and that we did go through this process last year, and on April 27th of 23, you gave your decision to reduce our value from $1.145 million to our purchase price of $160,000. So if you will turn to page 5, please. That is simply a copy of your hearing from, or not your hearing, your decision from last year that showed the $1.145 million assessment, and based on our purchase price and appraisal that we had done, you agreed that $760,000 was an appropriate value. We do live on a beautiful hill with a lot of beautiful houses, and we are kind of the ugly duckling you will see from our appraisal that we're going to go through. So let's jump to page 9, please. These are our comps. Am I going too fast, or is this okay?
No, you're fine.
I just have one question. Okay. Can I ask one question? Did you use a realtor? Sure. Was there a realtor involved in both parties when you bought this home?
Yes, there was. Both sides had a realtor. It was an estate, so it was the four children of the deceased estate that were selling it, but both sides did have an agent. And you will see, we could jump to it now, or I'll get to it later. There is even a page in our appraisal that does go through and say that it was an arm's length transaction.
Okay. Good, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so page 9, these are the comps that our appraiser selected. I've listed them from his document and put them into your form. You will see that we have four comps. They're all built within approximately 4 years of our house's built date of 1981. They're all on small acreage. We have 1.3 acres. These vary from 1.9 to the, oh, I'm sorry, the smallest is 1.7, and the biggest is 3.3. They are all either 2.4 or 2.3 on their quality, and all within one plus or minus bedroom of what we have. They're also all within 4 or less miles from us. They're all in Battleground. And at the very bottom, you will see that their values range from $774,000 to the highest being $788,100. And so based on this and the quality and the age, the appraiser has decided that our value should be adjusted to $788,000. Let's see here. If we go next to page 13, that takes us to the actual appraisal. You will see it was completed on July of this year. The opinion of value is for $788,000. And even though it was done July of this year, we specifically requested that the comps be tied to the January 1st, 2023 date. And so they are all from either late 2022 or as early 2023 as the appraiser could find. Let's go to page 15, please. And let's see here. It's about, let's see here. It's about 2/3 down the page. It's above 4 white lines that are empty. It says the subject prior sale is found to be an arm's length transaction. As far as you were asking about whether or not both parties had real estate agents and
Where is it?
Page 15. It's about 2/3 of the way down the page. There's a gap with four blank lines. Just above it, it says that the subject's prior sale is found to be an arm's length transaction.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Can I make that? Ask one question? I just noticed that there's a huge discrepancy in the square footage between your house and the comps that your appraiser used.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, he said that he had just... Sorry to cut you off. He did say that he had an extremely hard time just with the way the market has been, that he had an extremely hard time finding, you know, exact comps, that just the market has not allowed that. So he did his best. He looked at the date, the acreage site, the number of bedrooms, and wanted to make sure that they were the Q4 and C4. There is one that's a T3 as far as condition, but he tried his best to match, but he did mention that the it was slim picking for finding comps.
Okay.
I did request on my petition to receive the materials that the assessor used to achieve their value, and I never received those, so I don't have the assessor's comp to see how he determined the value. I don't know if you received them or not.
Let me just explain to you. He contends that by using their GIS system, that you there's a place there where you can look at properties, similar properties, and you pull it up and put in the parameters of your property, and then the system will pull up similar properties. He contends that that is his obligation, meets his obligation of providing comparable properties.
Okay, yes, I recall, maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing, but I recall last time when we went through this process, I requested his materials, and I did receive a packet with his houses that he had used as comps for our property. And so I did request that this year, but never received anything from their office.
Yep.
So okay. Unfortunately, I can't. Well, let's see here. If you will please flip to page 17. It actually shows his valuation, since we are requesting that you use the value of $788,000. Halfway down the page on the right, it says opinion of site value, and the land is listed at $300,000. You will actually see that that is higher than what the assessor feels it's worth. But because we are asking you to agree with the value of $788,000, we are acknowledging that the land is undervalued, that is the house that is overvalued.
That appraisal is using the cost approach. Does he in somewhere in here have the market value?
Yeah, see here? Yes, okay. That is page 23. The final reconciliation here is the market value. And so this simply doesn't, since I needed to provide a breakdown of land versus house for your petition form, I was just showing where I got my value of $300,000 for that number. So this is his reconciliation of the market value. In the appraisal, if we wanted to go through it, he actually selects six houses. But if you read through this paragraph, he says that while there are these six comps that he shows in the appraisal, that he feels only number 1 through 4 are appropriate comps. He says the comp sales 5 and 6 are considered the upper value range and found to be in superior quality of construction conditions and have been updated. Most of the weight should be given to comp sales 1, 2, and 3. These comparables would be best competed for the subject property on the open market. And so that's why on your worksheet, I only took the time to transfer 1 through 4. But if you like, we can look at all 6 if you'd like me to go through that.
That's fine. We've reviewed it.
Okay.
Yep.
Are there any other questions or holes that you feel I've omitted?
I don't have any other questions.
Yeah, you said that you've asked the appraiser to use information that's from 2022, but his opinion of value on the cover page, page 13, and in the body on page 15, it says it's as of July 18th, 2024.
Right, that is the day that he was at our house. But you will see, if we go to the comps, which start on page, let's see here, start on page 15, he specifically based it off of comps that were as close to the date of 1/1/23.
Yep.
So if you look at the sale date that he uses, we have an October of 22, an 8 of 23, then another October 22, and lastly an August of 2022.
Yep.
So he did his best to tie it to that January 1st date.
Okay, I have no more questions.
No, I don't have any other questions on it. Thank you.
All right. Brian, is there anything you feel I've omitted?
Nope.
Okay.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Close the hearing.
This is the September 5th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition 1042 for property ID 12669408. The property is owned by Dimitri and Oksana Curdy. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. The appellant's evidence included a construction progress inspection report stating the property is 85% complete by Jeff Mateo of Skyward Appraisal as of February 2024. I will turn it back over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the September 5th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We will be reviewing the late files submitted to the Clark County BOE. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. The first late file we have is a good cause request form submitted by Leroy Michael and Ramona Jean Pace. They stated, if necessary, I can get doctor records, but I apologize for submitting late. I, Ramona Pace, had a medical situation. I had an intestinal emergency that landed me in the emergency room 3 times. I couldn't get the surgery until June 13th. I had complications causing 2 more procedures. I wasn't up and around until this first week of August. And that would be the illness reason on good cause request.
Okay. I think we should allow it.
I think so, too.
Yep.
Perfect. Moving to number 2.
I may be sick someday.
We have, it was submitted by Jason Tan for the J&S Tan Family Revocable Trust. This is for property ID 92009820. They used reason code A on the good cause request form. He stated, I have been undergoing a series of surgeries and treatments for cancer and complications from initial surgery and treatment. This has made it difficult to respond in a prompt manner and the reason for my late petition. I am kindly requesting an exception for this reason. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. That was Jason Tan. And now our final is a request for reconvene form. It was submitted by the taxpayer MSBZSTLLC from Matt Brichetto. It is on 5 property IDs. They are 35212000, 35209000, 35395000, 3625650, and 3625660. He used reconvening code 1, which states the taxpayer submits a sworn affidavit to the board stating the notice of change of value for the assessment year was not received at least 15 days prior to the deadline for filing the petition. and can show proof that the value was actually changed. This request must be submitted by April 30th. He said, no notice of value has been received. He purchased this property on June 18th of 2024 from the Vancouver Housing Authority, which was tax-exempt, so didn't have one. The Clark County GIS records indicate NA for a notice of value for that year.
For all of them?
I think so. I can pull them up. I did look at them with him. Oh, God. What happened? Let me pull one up. They are, if I'm remembering correctly, connected. So I can pull them up in the map, too, and we should be able to see all of them. All right, so this is the first one listed, 3521200, and when I scroll down, I do see under notice of value NA. There is a 2022 value listed, but the taxable value total is $0, and it looks like that was for 2023 as well.
Yeah. And you think they're all connected?
Yeah, I'll pull up the map now. Let's see. All right, that was 3521200. Yep, this one is also owned by MZBZ still now. I didn't have to do that, sorry. And it is property ID 36256050, which is another property listed. Yes, it is this batch here.
Okay. All right. I guess that's appropriate because they didn't have a notice of value the prior year.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So this is the September 5th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 219 for property ID 20764200006. The property is owned by Roy Mattson and Janet Mattson, but with the current owner, Peter Tapio. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Peter here from the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. So first of all, voice check, do you all hear me? I'm traveling, but I am in the right jump seat, so... Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
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 Okay. There's, all right. So, if I understand it right, there were at one point with this parcel, I just want to do a quick backstory here. At one point, there was a issue relative to the zoning. That's been established that the parcel that we're talking, the subject parcel, Indian 2006 still is in ag with 1 acre in residential. Is that correct?
Is that correct?
That's what it looks like on the notice of value.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. There were two things going on that had originally been taken out of ag. And without our knowledge, but we still maintain and we are that property as a agriculture and for agriculture purposes, primarily specifically, you know, education.
Did you sign an affidavit that you assumed the liability of the prior owner that had it in ag?
That I have to verify. That I, because if we just and if we have to kick this over to another time, we just purchased this property this week.
When you agree to purchase, in order to do that, you have to sign an agreement to assume their liability because there's a deferral on ag that is a carryback if they sell the property. There's a responsibility to pay taxes on it. Pardon me?
That's why I'm having this conversation. It is to remain in ag through the transfer.
You're breaking up. I didn't understand that.
That's why he's having this conversation. He wants it to remain in ag during the transfer.
We have no control over that. That's something that you have to do in the transfer of the property. Have you filed what's that form called where they pay the excise tax?
I'm familiar with that. What the lady there just said, I don't have her name. That's our concern, is because there was action that was taken by the county to take it out of ag. I just want to make sure that it, as it was, if we understood that it was put back in ag, we filed the appropriate forms from the back tap standpoint. My concern is, is that maintained?
Have you talked to the assessor's office? Have you talked directly to the assessor's?
Yes, we did, and we were informed there were two things going on. There was the valuation, which is what this meeting was set up for, but the previous call that we had many months ago, I addressed on behalf of Janet Hansen, and there was action that you guys took to correct that by putting what was back in the ag. So there were two things going on for this parcel. It was a ag removal, and then there's evaluation, starting with the designation, property designation, to confirm that there's been no change.
Peter, so the Board of Equalization can only rule on the property value. If you're getting taken out of the agricultural program, you can appeal a letter that says that, but right now the petition you submitted to us is for a review of the property value. We wouldn't have any information on the current use program unless it was provided to us in that sort of appeal, and we don't have that, so they can only rule on the property value currently.
Yeah, and it would be the property value as of January 1st, 2023, and if you just bought it now in 2024, it would not affect that value that was assigned and the designation that was assigned in 2023.
Okay, so let's roll then for right now, and we'll, I'll circle back relative to the designation part. I wanted to clarify that there are two things going on here relative to the county, so valuation process right now of the parcel. This one, what is the valuation that you have?
The value the assessor's office put on it is $410,792.
Okay.
And I don't know if you filled out this petition or if the Matsons did, but they're asking for a value of $335,000. You have the petition in front of
Correct.
You?
Correct. That was That was completed because the map system for the current owners at the time, and I think that is what we will maintain as well, and we'll file that for once we show you that we're their titles. So I guess in this vacuum right now, tell me what we need to do.
What did you pay for the property that you just purchased?
Less than $335,000.
Well, what is it?
I gotta verify that. I want to say it was $225,000 or $250,000. I gotta verify that. So I have limited desk space.
The problem with this petition is that we didn't get any documentation to substantiate the value, even the value of $335,000. We didn't receive any comparable properties, any sale that happened around the date of the assessment. We just got the petition and a notice of value. So we had nothing. I didn't have anything to base any kind of change on.
Roy and Janet Dawson are in their 80s.
Okay.
Allison, could you pull up the property and look and see if the taxes have been paid?
Yes. I don't have the record of the sale in there yet. I did check that. Yes, all the taxes are up to date so far.
Okay. So we have no documentation on the purchase price. We have no documentation on the value that the Matson set on the property. And so we're not able to do anything with this at this time. Allison,
so
say again?
No, go ahead. You were talking. I stepped on you.
Look at the notice of value. If there's a revised notice of value on the 2023 value.
So there's only one notice of value listed for 2023. It's dated June 8th, 2023, and it was for a value of $410,000 with it being in the current use program.
So the tax, it was being taxed on $101,000, not $410,000.
Yes, but on the Property Information Center for 2023, it is only being taxed on $1,862. So whatever was going on with the current use, it does look like they're in the program for the normal amount. In 2022, 2023, and 2024, I'm seeing a range of $1,700 to $1,800 on what they're being taxed at.
Really?
Yes. So it looks like, Peter, whatever is going on with the current use, that's under control. But again, you need to speak to the assessor's office about that. There you go, Dan.
So it's only being valued at $1,000 something, really?
Yeah, 2023 is $1,800.
Because this notice of value says $101,862.
Yeah. If they changed it, they didn't report it to us, but they don't have to.
Can I interject? It's what we are maintaining is that it should stay that. It has been, there's been no change in that property for over 100 years. We continue to make hay. The property supports the farm there at 11105 Northeast Port Road.
Is there a home?
Can I finish, sir?
Yes.
No, there is no home on the property.
Got it.
When why I am sharing that is what we are maintaining is that, and how this all came about is that the county took this out, took a portion out of the day and put it into residential to increase the tax rolls of the county. That was inappropriate. Action be notified the county at the one of the previous meetings several months ago. I can tell you when that was, but then we got a notice that, okay, yeah, our bad. They didn't say bad. Very succinct. We need to put that back in ag. The ag taxation that you are seeing is what should continue to be and be maintained. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that's what you're seeing in the history.
What?
There is no residence in the property, and we continue to maintain the property.
Allison, what does it show for 2024?
Yes. Right now it's being taxed at 1800, so it's still in that ag. And it is valued at a total of $420,000, but only being taxable value at $1,812, so it actually went down a little. So, yes, it does seem like you're still in it.
Well, it is from 2024, but he didn't buy it till today. I mean, so it would not affect that valuation anyway.
Yeah.
So 2024 it looks like it's fine. Have they paid the taxes for 2024?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Peter, as far as that goes, if they take you out of the program, they'll send you a letter, and then you can appeal being removed from that program. But as of this moment, you're not out of that program, so there's not anything we can do or change in that regard.
So what I am asking is that we created that and send you to sale and the sale amount, and then we, if needs be, have another meeting. Willing to be a part of it.
The values are fixed at that value for 2023 and 2024. And the taxes are paid. So the next thing that you would do is when the 2025 valuation comes out, you can appeal that value and that allocation. But you got to make sure that you have signed and filed all the documents in the meantime to assume that ag condition going forward. Because what you have to do is assume the liability of the 7-year carryover, whatever it is, back taxes, you're assuming that from the seller, so that if you sell it within...
That is correct. You have done that. I am aware of that, yes.
Okay. All right.
And then provide us with the documentation when you file your appeal.
Yeah. So nothing... You can't do anything at this point until the 2025 valuation comes forward, as long as you filed all your documents in the interim.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, I don't have any further questions.
Yeah. No, I don't have any questions.
We can't do anything further with it.
Okay. And so, just to confirm, the future correspondence should be going to 904 Northeast 112th Street, Rush Prairie, Washington, 9606, under name Peter and Sarah, F-A-R-A-L-H, Tapio, T-A-P-I-O.
So your Board of Equalization decision will go there, but for anything formal from the assessor's office, you need to make sure to change your address with them. But yes, I have that for your Board of Equalization decision.
Excellent. And to confirm,
could you send a copy of your closing document to the Board of Equalization also to make sure that if, because we can't issue the report, our report to you until we have documentation that the property is actually transferred names.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the September 5th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 1032 for property ID 98605749, and the property is owned by David and Catherine Reeves. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have David here for the appellant. If you could now please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. This property is a subdivision. I broke it off of my existing property. It did not exist in 2023, and so there was nothing to assess in 2023. It is not a complete lot and ready for assessment even in January of 2024. I think the county records show that this lot was actually registered with them in November of 2023, but I didn't get notice of the lot until December 18th of 2023. New construction is assessed as of June. That's how I understand the Revised Code of Washington works, and so as of June 2023, there was still nothing to assess. And so the 2023 assessment should be zero. 2024, there did exist a lot, technically. The city of Battleground had requested that I put in a city authorized and sized, not backwash, but clean out on the property. The sewer was not complete and accepted by the city until August 15th of 2024, so about 2 weeks ago. After August 15th of 2024, they said the lot is now complete and I could take out a building permit, and at that point I could even sell the lot. But prior to August 15th, 2 weeks ago, the lot wasn't even complete and did not even meet any requirements for being able to take out a building permit or obviously sell it. You can't sell a lot that doesn't have the required improvements. If you agree that the assessment should not be made and except for on June, then the assessment would be zero for 2023. I believe it would also be zero for 2024. Both years, I do have filed petitions for both of those years, not just the 2023 year.
You asked for $62,500 as a value when you filled out your petition. So are you changing that to zero?
Well, it shouldn't be assessed at all, yes, for 2023. Zero is the proper amount because there was nothing to assess, particularly January.
I'm just going by what you asked for. You wrote $62,500 on your petition. That's why I asked.
I did not realize that the assessment date was supposed to be June. As of December 31st of 2023, assuming that the sewer had been complete, and it was not, the way I got to that value is I went down and looked at all of the other things that the lot needed. So even if the lot was accepted and was assessed 6 months earlier than it should have been. I still have water to put in. I estimated that would be about $6,000. The sewer was incomplete. I estimated that to be about $10,000. I'm still working on power, so the lot doesn't even have power yet, nor access to power until I go through my existing lot to get there. I estimate that's going to be roughly $30,000. Initially, I had estimated that was going to be a $12,000 cost. The driveway improvements, I figured around $12,000, and gas at around $6,000, and phone and cable services to get them to the property at $4,000. So when I subtracted those amounts from the assessment that the county had originally made, those adjustments, that's how I came up to the $62,500. However, now that I know that it should not have been assessed until June of 2024, the 2023 assessment should be zero. It didn't exist and shouldn't be assessed at all. And the technicality of the sewer still not being complete until 2 weeks ago, yes, that would significantly impact the value of the property because it wasn't being able to be used or sold. It is now. The city has accepted the sewer. It still needs power. It still needs the other improvements. So for a 2024 assessment, $62,000 would probably be fine. For a 2023 assessment, it should not have been assessed. It was assessed.
Which property was it divided from?
201 Southwest 19th is the original property, and that's the address for sending notices and so forth. The new property is 203. It's right next door and was divided off of the, I think it was about 18,000 square feet originally. There are some other impacts that I would like considered in the future. For example, over 40% of the lot, lot 203, is not usable. There's a city easement that runs down the whole length of the lot. Other lots in the neighborhood do not have a city easement that runs down them. In fact, the city easement makes up 20 feet of my 28-foot frontage and runs the whole length of the property. The easement
Of which property?
The assessed property, 203. So 203 was
203 and 201.
And then 203 has that city easement that runs down it. And it also has a 5-foot setback. So only less than 60% of that lot is usable. So it's a very small lot. And in fact, I had to, I don't know if you can see this. There's a, see if I can get it up there. There, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I had to cut the corner off of my house in order to even get it to fit within the requirements. So I've got a permit that I have turned into the city, and they have looked at it, and they sent back saying, oh, you have to do these 12 different things. And so that's gone back to the architect. But a standard house doesn't even fit on that lot because of the full-length easement for the city's road access and waterline easement.
Do you have the value that was on the on that property, say, on January of 2022 and then on January of 2023? Because this would look like, since the lot was created on map legally, this, that, the other thing, sometime in that time frame, the value of the lots before you split it, the value should be probably divided between the two. I'm trying to figure out how somebody came up with 112. Where'd that come from? Well, that's a very, not down a very realistic value for a lot today.
John, the total property was valued in January 1, 2022 at $169,688, the land value.
Okay, and then $169,688,
yeah.
Okay.
And then they valued both properties at $112,500 in January of 2023.
Oh.
Okay. So they doubled it.
On his property tax statement, it says tax year 2023 value zero, and 2024 value 112.5. I'm looking at the property tax statement that he included in his appeal.
Okay.
That's the new lot. I think they were asking about the combination of the old lot and the new lot together.
But the new lot was valued at zero in 2023.
Right. So all the value was on the existing lot. The new lot didn't exist in 2023.
Right.
Yeah. That 2023 is for the taxes levied at January 1, 2022. So it would have been zero, yeah. And then it jumped a bit. And there is argument, I guess, for saying that it didn't have everything, all the amenities for a buildable lot that your main house is on. I guess that's where you live, right?
Yes, I live on the main house. The main house has improvements like water, sewer, power. It has a full driveway. It has cable. It has phone system. So it's a fully improved lot, whereas the new lot has water.
Got it.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
Not any? No, I don't have any questions.
I think we got it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the county was supposed to send me how they got this assessment, and I haven't seen anything.
Surprise, surprise.
Apparently I'm not the first, okay.
No, you're not the first. Don't take it personally.
All right, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the September 5th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition 1041 for property ID 98606369, and the property is owned by Ivan Schwach. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. No detailed quantitative information was provided by the appellant for board review, and the assessor's evidence included four comparable sales, a property information sheet, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
Okay.